This is Dr. Leticia Wright with IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Today's podcast is with Heidi Neihardt. She is from Dating Hall of Shame. This is a great website for anybody that's dating because we kind of always and what you're really looking to do for people.
Well, I think I started datinghallofshame.com as a way to put my book out there, Key Chantel Advice and Recipes for Singles, which is a collection of my columns. I was a former syndicated singles columnist around the country. And so I really wanted to have a place for people to go to get some dating advice. And then I remembered all of the bad dates that I had been on. That, you know, dating can be so many different things. It can be fun, it can be challenging, it can be exciting, but then there's also kind of the downside where you have bad dates. So I thought, you know what, your friends get tired of listening to you complain about bad dates, and there really should be a place where you can go, vent your frustrations, get some dating advice, and I think the most important thing is have a laugh. Because I think what happens is after you have a bad date, you have a lot of negative feelings that go through your mind. And you know, are you going to be single forever? You know, is someone ever going to like me? And all of those things. And I think it's important to know that, yes, there will be someone that will be your match. And two, to be able to just laugh at some of other people's situations and get some and commiserate with them.
So on your site, actually, a reader can not only read other people's stories, but they can vent their own stories and just post them?
Yes, you can submit your story to my story at datinghallofshame.com, or you can click on the website, and there's a place under Reader Stories to submit your story. And there's this. I need to make this very clear. It is not a revenge-oriented site. We do not use names. We do not use dates. We only use people's stories or first initials. So there is no, let me go and check and see if so-and-so is on the website. That's not what it's all about. It's all about having some fun, getting a laugh, getting some advice, and being able to really get yourself ready to get back out in the dating scene again.
Okay, and it's a great opportunity to really just purge that bad that bad date and move on.
That's right, exactly.
Tell us about some of the funny stories that you've had come up. I know the stories are constantly changing because new people are posting, but what are some of your personal favorites?
My personal favorites are from a couple of guys wrote in, and they all had the same story, which I kind of found was interesting, that they had gone to pick up their date, and when they got to the door, the date's boyfriend happened to be at the house. And, I mean, I thought that was really interesting because not only is it kind of funny, but it's like, you know, have some common sense. If you're going to, you know, cheat on your significant other, then you really should be a little bit, you know, smarter about it. And that, you know, these people would actually – you know, you shouldn't cheat on someone. You really should have the guts to tell someone you're not interested in dating them anymore. I mean, that's really all about is having some common decency, whether it's your first date, your 50th date, or you've been in a relationship for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And really just be up forward. And so they were all at the door, and the dates were basically their boyfriends were answering the door, I guess.
Right, and some got in fist fights. And, I mean, that's just never a good way to start a first date. I mean, that's just... You know, your date should not have to bring boxing gloves to go out and pick you up. So.
That was clearly an issue with their date and not with the guys themselves. That really wasn't a reflection on them.
No, exactly. And one of my other favorites, which people have to go to the website and read because I can't say it on air, but it's about a cowboy and a female body part. So definitely that should be checked out.
Okay.
And then one reader wrote in, and I think this is kind of a theme that runs around bad dates for women, is guys who are cheap. And this woman went out on a date. The guy picked her up and went to a restaurant. And as they were seated, he looked at her and he said, "You need to eat cheap. I only have $5. You can only order a salad, but that's okay. You don't look like you need any more than that." So not only was he cheap, he was really rude. And then he ended up ordering a steak, going to the bar and ordering a drink, and when the waitress who was waiting on them happened to see him at the bar, he had a wad of cash in his wallet. So he was just cheaping out on her. And, you know, it's just not right. And, you know, it's funny because I tell people, you know, it's okay not to have money. You don't have to have money. You don't have to take someone out on an expensive date, but it's not okay to be cheap. Just make it an inexpensive date. Take her for a cup of coffee, take him for a cup of tea, whatever it happens to be. You don't need to spend a lot of money, but you should not be cheap.
Wow, that's That's really unexciting. I bet she couldn't wait to tell some people about that. That's really very, very, that's a fantastic story. I got to go to your website now and start reading up. Tell us a little bit about Keishan Tao.
Keishan Tao, I'm a former syndicated singles columnist, and the book is designed for people not only going out and single people just meeting someone, but people in relationships as well. It kind of follows the story of the first chapter is all about getting to know someone, and the recipes that follow are hors d'oeuvres and things that you would make when you're just meeting someone. And then we go on to, you're dating a few months or so, and when's the right time to make a meal for someone? It's kind of that initial relationship stage. And then we go into breakup, of course, because there's always breakups and you need that comfort food. And then we talk about when you're really in a relationship heading towards marriage, it's cooking like your mom, his or yours. And then we have a whole section on holidays, meeting the future in-laws, meeting their parents, and holiday pressures of Valentine's Day. What do you get someone? How long have you been dating? That type of thing.
Now, at IDCDating.com, we're all about meeting people. So let's talk about the meeting people section.
Okay.
Tell us, what do you suggest? I mean, when we're first starting to meet people, how do we find out about them without giving them, the third degree?
Well, I think there's a lot about dating that happens in stages of your life, and I think it depends upon what stage of your dating history you are. In your early 20s, I think you have a lot more opportunity. There's not as much pressure to get married and get in that long, significant relationship, so you can spend a little bit more time getting to know someone. But as you get into your 30s, you know that you're looking for someone, you want to settle down, and I think that asking more pertinent questions on the first and second date are okay. It is okay to start talking to someone about more serious issues, maybe not so much so you want to get married tomorrow, but, talking about how they feel about, life issues.
Okay, and really kind of finding out if you're on the same page and maybe what's a deal breaker and what's not.
I think that's very important. And I also say, it's okay to ask those type of questions. It's okay to answer those type of questions and still not want to date, the person again. But I also recommend for people, especially as they get older and get more serious about wanting to meet someone to settle down, to always give someone a second chance. I think the first date, you feel so awkward, you're so nervous, there's all of these things you're thinking about in your mind as you're trying to talk to someone. You're always kind of thinking of that next thing to say, but you don't really enjoy the moment. So I always recommend for people to go out with someone at least two or three times, because you never know. That first initial impression may change. And I actually know a few people who've gone back and done that and have ended up dating that person, and one of them actually got married to him. So I think that, it's good to give people a chance.
It's good to at least try it more than one time, because you never really know. And it's really important that, that we don't miss something. We could totally miss something because we're nervous, not because that person is not being forthcoming.
Right, exactly. You never know. And I just think it's important to really, and then at that point you can either say, okay, this really isn't working out, or maybe we'll just be friends or something, but you just never know.
Okay. Let's talk about our bad date recovery kit, because I think that is such a great idea.
Well, the bad date recovery kit, I just kind of designed for people. It's a fun little gift to either give yourself or a friend, and it's just all these things that you can do to really rejuvenate yourself, re-energize, and get yourself ready to get back out on the dating scene. It's got wash the date away bubble bath and a little bath sun, so you can soak the bad date away, scrub off the bad kiss, whatever it happens to be. It's got chocolates, because every bad date or breakup, you need to have some chocolate.
Gotta have the critical. Chocolate. Can't do it without that.
No, can't do it without chocolate. And some tissues. They're little lip or heart lip tissues where you can use to dry your tears. And then you have your little black address book and heart pen, so you can start putting some new phone numbers in your black book.
Okay.
Some nail polish and lip balm, so you can get yourself looking good to head back out there. I also have a grouping of 10 dating affirmations, some funny, some serious, but just things that you can look in the mirror and say to yourself to get yourself psyched up and pumped up and ready to get back out there. And, of course, the official entry form for the Dating Hall of Shame so that you can enter your bad date story that you are recovering from.
Okay. Now, let's talk about affirmations and how we can use them for dating. I think people use them for goal setting, but I don't think they really realize how useful they can be for dating.
Yes, they are very important for dating. And I think because you, as women or even men, I mean, we get ourselves so psyched up and worried that we tend to step all over ourselves when it comes to the opposite sex. And it's good to say to yourself, excuse me, things like, you know, I am a good person. I do have funny things to talk about. I am worthy of going out on this date, or I am worthy of someone loving me. And, you know, some of them are kind of funny, too, like, I will forgive my friend for fixing me up, because if your bad date ended badly and it was the result of your friend, you must forgive your friends. you know, I will not fall in love with someone whose opening line is, you must have come from heaven because I can see the stars in your eyes. You know, you don't need men who use silly pickup lines. You want someone who's honest.
Okay. We want someone who's honest and real and going to communicate that way from the very beginning, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about how do you use affirmations? Some people are not really that familiar with them. So when do you say them? How many times do you say them? What do we have to do?
Well, I think using affirmations is always a good thing to do to prepare yourself for going out. I think it gives you some confidence. I think it's important to, you know, when you go out on a date, think about some of your good past experiences, some of the positive things people have talked to you about and told you about, so that you know that even if you go and meet this person and it doesn't work out, that your ego shouldn't be flushed down the toilet, that you actually are worthy of meeting someone of the opposite sex and this one just didn't happen to be the right person.
Okay. So do we get up in the morning and say them?
I think you could say them, and you can use them. I would recommend using them before you go out on your date, so you stand in front of the mirror and you say these to yourself that you know something out of this date, no matter what it happens to be, whether it's a good meal or a great conversation or whatever.
Yeah, because it's important that we really go into the date expecting good things and not focused on the negative, right?
Absolutely. You should always focus that you're going to enjoy yourself and you're going to get something positive out of it, whatever it happens to be. And I think that's important, too, at the end of the night, that you do look at it and say that you have gotten something positive out of it. And it might even be the realization that the type of person you just had a date with isn't right for you. And that's a positive because now you know what you're looking for and that person just didn't happen to be it.
And now you're ready to just move on.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about your days as a columnist. I mean, obviously you were doing the sort of Sex in the City type of column.
I was actually Sex in the City about 6 to 8 years before Sex in the City. So
you were ahead of your time.
I was ahead of my time.
But people really love relationships columns. So would people write into you, or would you basically just kind of decide on your topic and go with that?
Both. I would have people that would write into me, and I would get letters from people from 18 years up to 85 years old. I would get letters from moms wanting to know how they could get their sons and daughters set up to meet someone. So it was really fun, but I basically took a lot of the dating or the columns around what my friends and I were going through at the time.
Okay. And did you find that a lot of people were writing to you saying thank you for sharing that because that helped them? And
yes, it helped them, and it helped them at various stages of their lives. Some people just got – a lot of my columns are very humor-based. They're tongue-in-cheek but with a very serious twist to them. And so people were able to get a good laugh but also walk away with some good dating advice as well.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on your book, Key Chantel. And the datinghallofshame.com is available for anybody who wants to purge that bad date. And they've got tools and everything so you can move on. And I think that's what's important, and that's what really attracted me to your website. You're all about moving on and keeping it going.
That's right. It's all about getting back out into the dating scene and reaching your goal, which is the end result, hopefully, that you are going to get to meet someone and Marion. As a matter of fact, I am a result of my own advice because I am married and I do have three children. So
awesome, awesome. So when you're going through the dating process, I mean, did you find that your husband on the first date, you knew this was it, or did you really have a little bit of time before you figured out whether or not you guys were compatible?
No, I did not know right from the get-go that my husband was it. We dated for 4 years before we got married, and every 6 months we would sit down and not drag him into this conversation, but just I would look at him and say, are we heading in the same direction? And he would say yes, and you know, we would continue to do that to make sure that both of us were on the same page, but we did want to end up married and with kids.
That's awesome. And that's a simple way, non-pressure way. Are we headed in the same direction?
That's right, and you don't have to have a two-hour roll-your-eye conversation and drag it all out. It's just, are you going in the same direction? Great, then let's, you know, we'll keep at it. Because if you aren't going in the same direction and you have two different goals, then it really isn't going to work. And if it doesn't work while you're dating, it's definitely not going to work when you get married.
I think sometimes women forget that. They think if we get married, it'll all work out.
Right, and that doesn't seem to be the case. You can't paddle the boat two different directions.
Exactly. That's the best metaphor. You cannot, you know, go, you're pedaling this way, I'm pedaling this way, you know, we've all got to be on the same page, and that's very, very important. And a six-month checkup is just about right, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's, you know, enough time that you've gotten to know someone, and I think every 6 months it's just a quick – I mean, I remember I'd sit on the couch, I'd look at him, are we okay, are we going the same direction? And we'd go back to watching TV or doing whatever we were doing. It wasn't like he had to sit there and groan every time I'd bring up the subject. It was just a little check-in.
Yeah, and it's not like, are you going to marry me? When are we going to get married? It's not that.
Right, exactly.
It's just for right here, for right now, are we moving in the same direction? And when it finally gets to a marriage point, you know, you'll know that too, I guess.
Right, exactly. You will.
What's your best piece of advice before we go that you have for people dating?
I think my best piece of advice is to go through your checklist periodically. Everyone, whether they're man or woman, has a list of ideals of what they're looking for in a relationship. And every year or as you get older, you need to go back and revisit that list and make sure that the priorities, the things that are most important to you, are at the top of the list. Because a lot of people don't go back. They've got this list like, he has to be like this or she has to be this, and they don't go back and reevaluate. And when they go back and reevaluate and shuffle, they then are putting themselves in a better position to meet someone that is going to be for their future.
And that's especially terrible for people who made the list when they were 18. You know, now they're 36 and they still got that same list.
Right, right, exactly. That, it just doesn't work anymore. Just like those jeans don't fit in your closet from when you're 18 to 36, neither does your list.
That's awesome. Change your jeans and change your list.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Heidi. This has been Heidi from datinghallofshame.com, and you can check out all of the tools she has there to get you back in the game. This is Dr. Letitia Wright for idcdating.com, where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Remember, ignoring what's conscious is neither safe nor right.